One thing is a change for all the years. You need friends a lot to help you make it through the day and night. I've got my friends along with me. We're gonna put some love in our hearts, some heart in our soul.
Well, there you go. That was Joe Cocker, especially for Claudine, and with a little help from my friends before that, some more Wes Borg and Chase Your Dreams. Had Amanda Lisman in this as well, apparently, and it was funny as hell. Who said that? Righty-ho. Well, Steve Mason, this one's for you.
Goodbye! wash you up, stop. You can see it in the feline eyes. Won't you leave it? Flash your mind.
About the Rottweiler that saved a woman from drowning. Now, Rottweilers, as you know, get a bit of a rough ride from the media. I mean, Saddam Hussein gets a better press than these guys. But here's this dog leaping into a very dangerous river to rescue a drowning woman. It's perfectly true. What struck me about the story is that what did the drowning woman think? What does she feel about it? I mean, she's coming up for the third and presumably the last time and thinking, well, things can't get any worse. Turns around and there's this Rottweiler. Made me laugh. Where would we be without animals, eh? And don't we give animals a hard time, don't you think? I remember as a kid opening up a tortoise with a tin opener. No. Have you ever seen a tortoise without its shell? It's like Colin Moynihan in swimming trunks. And we're supposed to be a nation of animal lovers, but are we? I mean, you think about it. Right, you buy a puppy dog, and what's the first thing you do? You whip it down to the vets and have it de-knackered. He comes around and he's thinking... Well, thanks very much. And you're my best friend. And what about zoos and safari parks? I mean, is that being humane? Well, maybe you can argue a case for the animals, but I don't know about human beings. I mean, oh, I love safari parks, me, eh? You spend 3 hours locked up in a Sierra trying to explain to the kids why monkeys have bright red bums. I haven't thought of one yet, but I will. Or you get packs of timber wolves coming up to you saying, here, here, give us your Garfield. Have you ever broken down in a safari park? It is a humiliating experience. I mean, the AA don't want to know for a start. So you sit there waiting for help to arrive, and while you do, the news goes round the park that there's a car stranded, and all the animals get to hear about it. Come out to have a bit of fun at your expense and get their own back. You know, the monkeys start nicking your hubcaps and using them as frisbees. The lions decide which one of us to have for lunch. The rhinoceros ambles over to see what all the fuss is about. You know, of course, his eyesight's not what it used to be and he was short-sighted in the first place, you know. All the animals are egging him on. Go on, Rog, go on, give it a charge. Go on. It's not a Sierra, on it. It's not a Sierra. It's a Land Rover. It's a Land Rover, Rog. Go on, give it... On it, it's a Land Rover. It's not a Sierra. Look, look, look who's in there. Hey, David Attenborough, go on, give it a... While all this is going on, the water buffalo have surrounded the car and decided to give the kids a special display by humping each other to death. I've stuck to zoos ever since. I mean, but there again, zoos are depressing. I mean, it's like strange ways for animals, isn't it? You have to feel sorry for them. I mean, the big apes. When you watch the big apes, they all just sit there with this incredibly bored expression on their face. Yeah. It's like looking at the counter staff at the DHSS. What's even more boring is the reptile house. What a con that is. All those cases with the exotic names on them. And you can't see anything. Where's it? Bang, bang. Where's it? Where's it? You know, the Madagascan fruit lizard. And all you can see is a pile of rocks and an apple core. Brazilian piranha snake with a voracious appetite. So voracious, it's eaten itself. But the animals I feel most sorry for are the pandas. Ah. Shy, sensitive creatures, yet always the centre of attention. And why? And why? Because everyone knows the male panda can't get it on with the female. The poor geezer, not only does the world know he's impotent, but the rest of the zoo do as well. Every time he goes to bed, you know, the grizzlies are next door shouting, "Go on, Rambo, let a real pig in there!" All the rabbits are shouting, "Easy, easy!" What with all that noise and his missus nagging him all night, no wonder he's got rings under his eyes. But zoos are having hard times lately. You know this when you see signs saying, "For God's sake, feed the animals." Lots of zoos are closing down, and one of the main problems is what to do with animals that have been adopted by the public. You see, what happened years ago was that the public were encouraged to adopt zoo animals to help defray the cost. Everyone get very excited about it, and it was very successful. For instance, there were lots of corporate adoptions, you know, estate agents caring for vultures and solicitors adopting cheetahs, that sort of thing. Oh, solicitors, you can get them after the show. But now, because of these problems, zoos are having to send these animals back to their adoptive owners. So all over the country, people are finding the postman coming up the path carrying aardvarks. Hippo on a lead. One family, who in 1978 adopted a baby gorilla, had the shock of their lives when he turns up 12 years later in a taxi. Can you imagine that? I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, they've got a note from the zoo informing you you've got to look after Gary the gorilla for the rest of his natural life. What are you going to do about it? 3,500 weight, a prodigal primate, and he's friendly. Very friendly. You come home from work and there he is, wagging the kids. Giving you little presents he's picked from the garden, like the shed. Then you have to join in the search for next-door neighbour's cat, because if you didn't, it would look a bit suspicious. But you know in your heart of hearts that furry thing Gary's wiping his nose with is the next-door neighbour's cat. You try to lose him in the park by chaining him to a lamppost. But he comes home with the lamppost. And now he thinks you'll like lampposts. The air is in darkness. And the neighbourhood watch is starting to get suspicious because someone's lobbing Reliant Robins through the second floor window. But as with all delinquents, he's yours. And you love him. And he returns your affection in the only way he knows how. Grooming. It means every morning you wake up to find yourself being minutely examined by a 23-stone knit nurse. Anyway, your love wins through and finally he becomes sociable. He's a wow at fancy dress parties. Oh, wins first prize every time. He scored at one. The gorillagram had the shock of his life.
Well, there you go. Bit more carrot. What can I say? Well, they tell you, you should have plenty of veg. It's good for you. Righty-ho. Track now for Helena, thanks.
Thank you.
There you go, especially for Helen, a track called Cat Moves by Cozy Powell. Is that tea cozy? I don't know. Anyhow, time for another track, especially for Claudine.
Put him down! on some other cell. Voulez-vous faire promenade avec moi ce soir, hein?
Celebrated concert pianist Enrico Mokomovic.
Thank you very much.
And Mokomovic is going to play Grieg's Piano Concerto,
accompanied by the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra.
Of course.
They are here, aren't they? The Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra. Because I'm not playing Grieg with a scratch band, you know.
Oh, no, don't worry. But of course we've got the Stuttgart Symphony. They've been specially flown in.
Excellent, because this is a very, very lovely piece of music. And, I need musicians. I mean, these boys here, the scratch band, will be all right with somebody like Russ Conway and that other fella, Winifred Atwell.
Yes.
But, we classical musicians play with our soul and all that.
Oh, yes, you have the finest symphony orchestra in the world accompanying you.
Good. Well, let's get to the old Joanna then, eh?
The old Joanna?
Yes.
All right, then. Look, I'll conduct the orchestra, and you go over to the piano.
Right.
The piano's over there.
Yes.
Now, off you go. I say, where were you?
I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
But the introduction was a bit too short. I couldn't get to the piano in time, you see.
How short?
About a yard.
A yard?
Hmm. If the introduction had been a yard longer, I'd have made it comfortably.
But you can't make introductions in yards.
Oh, but I was introduced to my wife in a yard.
But that's not musical.
Well, we made some very nice music together.
Yeah. No, I think it would be better if you started running.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yes, I'm all for right, anything to get it played.
Get ready.
Yes.
On your mark.
I am.
Off you go. Why are you back here?
I run in a circle.
Oh.
I missed the piano completely.
Really?
I saw it.
No. Oh.
Yes, it was there. I saw it. But I missed it.
Oh, did you?
I'm sorry about that.
Well, it isn't working, is it?
No.
What do you suggest we do?
Well, what piece are we going to play?
Well, don't you know?
I never know till I open the piano lid.
Grieg's Piano Concerto.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing to do.
What?
We'll give Grieg a ring.
Give Grieg a ring?
Tell him to shorten his introduction.
I don't know him. What's his telephone number?
Norway something or other.
I don't even know his first name.
David.
David?
He has a butcher's shop and everything.
David Grieg?
Hmm, yeah. Of course, I mean, he may not be in.
That's true.
He could be out skiing or something, you see.
You want me to get him to lengthen the introduction?
If he would. He's a nice enough lad, you know. He'll do it for me.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh.
I think the best thing that we could do is you go over to the piano, start, and then we'll sort of jump in somewhere.
That's a very good idea, yes, because I don't reckon that introduction music at all.
Don't you?
It'll never catch on.
Right. You start it off on your own at the piano, okay? Here we go. I say, Mr. Pianist, please.
Huh?
What are you playing?
This.
Yes, I know that, but it's a terrible noise.
Is it?
Yes, yes.
I've always played it like that.
But you're playing all the wrong notes.
Oh, no, I'm playing the right notes.
Yes.
But not necessarily in the right order.
Oh.
You see?
Well, perhaps you're dissatisfied with the orchestra.
Well, they are a bit off.
Well, what would you say to the London Symphony Orchestra?
Has anybody seen my sister?
Why would you say that?
Well, the last time I saw her, she was with them. On a double-decker bus.
Oh, really? Really? Well, I think you'd better take it from the top yourself. You start them off and we'll join in.
What a good idea.
Okay.
Come on! One, two, three, four.
Where are you going?
It's not the finish, then?
No, not yet.
Is there more?
Hmm.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Not another piece.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Charming.
And there's no answer to that, is there? That was Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise and Grieg's Piano Concerto. Indeed, and it's last track time, would you believe? I think by George Harrison. I think I should play this one for Birth, actually. I think called While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Sleeping while of mine. Someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. I'll follow you into the dark, no blinding light, or tunnels to gates of white. Just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black, and I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you
into the dark. Yes, I'll follow you into the dark. Well, there goes another weekend. I'm not sure where that went, but very quickly it went. That's what it did. You've been listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio on 87.5 and 105 MHz FM. And I'd like to say a special thanks this week to the engineering team, headed up by Bert Williams, who've been working really, really hard to improve the signals. And I'm sure you've all noticed that the signals have been a lot better this weekend. So thanks very much. I'd like to say thanks also to the admin team, who are working hard, keeping the DJs in line and doing all the admin things that they have to do. Well, the admin team, that's Jackie Frost, fundamentally. I'd also like to say thanks to all the DJs, been some great shows as ever. But now, it's time to pack up our tents and go home for the weekend. Well, go home after the weekend, I should say. So what happens now? Well, what happens now is we play a little bit of closed down music, and then we replay today's show so that people in different time zones can have a little lick of a lollipop as well, which is good. And then during the week, of course, we have continuous music and bits and pieces, so you can always dip in at any time and have a little listen to what's going on, because you never know. And on Friday, we replay this weekend's shows through to Saturday, so that you've got warmed up ready for us on Saturday afternoon at 6 o'clock, when we start transmissions all over again, God willing. Right, what else to say is what I always say, which is be good to each other. Remember, the way you treat others and animals is the way, in the end, the world will treat you. Personally, I firmly believe in karma. I believe that as you sow, so shall ye reap. And given time, everything that you do that's unpleasant will eventually catch up with you. I also believe that if we're all nicer people and nicer to each other and to animals, that the world will slowly, gradually become a better place. And eventually, we will understand that greed and ownership of items and power isn't the answer to make us happy. But that's only my belief. Anyhow, from myself and everybody else behind the scenes and all the DJs at Merseyland Alternative Radio, thanks so very, very much for listening. Remember, you guys are the most important members of the crew for listening. Good night, God bless, and God willing, we'll catch you again next weekend. Until then, love and peace from everyone at Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Peace is a flower that grows in the sunshine. Its petals are raised to the sky. Peace is harmony, love and understanding. Oh, can't we have peace?
Can we have peace all the time?
Peace is a bird that has stars, you have arrived.
Desert Iran, Desert Iran.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. for always they will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child of the universe.
No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Immersion Land Alt. Alternative Radio. You're listening to Paul J.
This is Paul Atkinson's Sunday Service on MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
That's all, folks.